Picture a Fortune 500 executive and a small business owner sitting in the same room, both nodding enthusiastically at the same presentation. That's exactly what happened when William Luther first unveiled his marketing framework, a system so practical that it bridged the gap between corporate boardrooms and local storefronts. What makes this approach revolutionary isn't complexity, but clarity. While most marketing books drown you in theory, this one hands you a compass. The secret? Understanding your market before crafting your message. Think of it like cooking. You wouldn't start throwing ingredients together without knowing what dish you're making, who's eating it, or what's already in your pantry. Marketing fails from bad homework, not bad creativity. Before creating anything, build a fact book, analyzing market economics, competition, capabilities, and customers. New Coke had the recipe, but missed emotional connections. Apple's Newton was technologically brilliant, but premature for its market. Your fact book answers four questions. Is there money here? Market size, growth, margins, barriers. Who's the competition and their likely responses? What can you genuinely deliver versus wishful thinking? How should customers perceive you? This last question becomes your positioning statement, your brand's personality. Consider Walmart's positioning. Brand names at ridiculously low prices. Everything, store design, training, supply chains, reinforces this promise. Your positioning isn't marketing fluff, it's a business commitment. Without this foundation, you're throwing darts blindfolded. The internet transformed marketing like electricity transformed manufacturing, not by doing old things faster, but by making entirely new things possible. Yet most businesses treat their website like a digital brochure, missing the strategic implications. Three approaches illustrate different paths to success. Amazon built an empire on volume, offering everything to everyone. Dell used the internet to customize computers and eliminate warehousing costs, achieving profitability through efficiency rather than scale. Coastal Tool, a small Connecticut hardware store, generated $1.5 million by focusing on expertise rather than breadth. Same internet, three completely different strategies. Your digital approach should match your business model. Transaction sites work for straightforward products. Promotional sites suit complex sales or high-ticket items. Content sites monetize expertise through advertising. Service sites reduce costs while extending support. General Electric does all four simultaneously, selling parts, promoting equipment, sharing knowledge, and supporting customers. The most overlooked opportunity? Supplier purchasing systems. When GE launched corporate internet purchasing in 1997, they saved 10 to 15% on costs within months, processing $350 million through enhanced competitive bidding. The biggest wins aren't always customer-facing. Markets fall into five distinct profiles, each demanding different strategies and profit potential. Structurally unprofitable markets, airlines, restaurants, commodity chemicals, destroy value even when well managed. Intense competition, high fixed costs, and low barriers to entry create a treadmill where everyone runs faster just to stay in place. Declining markets underperform when participants lack crucial capabilities or face disruption, like taxi services against Uber. Share-driven profitable markets reward scale. Consumer packaged goods, industrial equipment, where the top three players capture most profits. Jack Welch's GE mandate embodied this: be number one or two, or get out. The 3-4 rule states that in mature markets, only the top three companies achieve sustainable profitability, with third place needing at least 25% of the leader's share to survive. Resource allocation should follow profit potential, like water flowing downhill. Microsoft used Windows and Office profits to fund cloud computing expansion. Amazon leveraged retail profits to build AWS. This disciplined approach prevents spreading resources too thinly, a common trap that leaves companies mediocre everywhere instead of excellent somewhere. Who actually decides whether to buy your product? Get this wrong, and your marketing budget becomes an expensive lesson. Florida colleges spent heavily recruiting high school seniors before realizing parents and guidance counselors were the real decision makers. Levi Strauss closed half their North American plants because they forgot jeans sell on cachet, not functionality. People buy the identity, not the denim. Effective customer analysis requires understanding both who's involved and what matters to each person. In business-to-business sales, a purchase might involve suppliers, distributors, check signers, end users, and influencers, each with different priorities. At a chemical company, the VP of manufacturing worries about inventory reliability. The quality control manager focuses on meeting standards, and the purchasing manager cares about price. Create a matrix showing what different stakeholders prioritize, then craft targeted messages for each. Small companies excel by moving faster and exploiting custom requirements large competitors can't match. Home chef cooking schools compete against discount retailers through hot cider, cooking demonstrations, and personal interaction, selling an experience Walmart can't replicate. Your positioning should make people say, "Wow," not, "Huh?" Geek Squad created memorable identity through agents dressed like 1950s detectives. Flower Aviation gives free steaks to pilots who refuel. Neither spent fortunes. Both used imaginative thinking. The key is aligning differentiation with genuine capability. Apple didn't just advertise differently, they built different products. Pick one thing you do better than anyone and hammer it relentlessly. If you're faster, make speed your headline. Don't dilute with secondary benefits. Everything must reinforce your positioning. Kohler's, the bold look of Kohler, shows fixtures in unexpected settings, shower stalls in deserts, visually communicating boldness without words. Consistency creates recognition, and recognition builds preference. Your market position dictates strategy. Leaders should act big, larger ads, prominent trade shows, never mentioning competitors. Number two players can highlight superior specific benefits, like Avis's We Try Harder. Small companies should find holes larger competitors ignore. Enterprise became bigger than Hertz by targeting car repair rentals and promising We'll Pick You Up, a niche Hertz overlooked until too late. Strategy without execution is hallucination. Your marketing plan must translate positioning into concrete actions with measurable outcomes. Start with pricing that reflects your positioning. Perceived value should equal market price. Small retailers can't beat Walmart on cost, so they must offer something worth paying more for. Use what-if models to forecast revenue by multiplying market size by awareness, conversion rate, and distribution to calculate first-time buyers, then add repeat transactions. Americans face 2,500 to 3,000 commercial messages daily. Standing out requires targeting the right audience with compelling benefits through the right channels. For maximum reach per dollar, use smaller ads frequently. For persuasion, go bigger. A two-page spread has twice the impact of a full page. Always create one dominant focal point. Avoid white text on black backgrounds, which cuts readership by 50%. Budget using reach and frequency calculations. Reach is the unduplicated number seeing your message at least once. Frequency is how many times they see it. Aim for 5 to 10 exposures, enough for recognition without annoying repetition. Customer service represents your most underutilized competitive advantage. Hire problem solvers, not just pleasant people. Apply the 80-20 rule. Focus on the 20% of customers generating 80% of profit. Finally, measure everything. Set measurable objectives for every marketing component. When you're off target, immediately change the strategy or adjust the objective. Feed results back into your fact book, completing the cycle that keeps your marketing grounded in reality.